University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers teamed up on the study, which employed modeling to pinpoint what aged fish would have to die at sea to yield what's observed on the spawning grounds. Lead author, former UAF graduate student Caitlin Manishin, says actual Yukon River System Chinook return data from the Salcha River was the starting point for the project.
What I was trying to look at what age in the ocean and how much mortality would need to occur to give us the lower returns of those older Chinook salmon that we've been observing.
Manishin says a computer model that includes environmental, harvest, bycatch, and other mortality factors showed that the loss of three-year-old salmon at sea would yield what's actually being seen on the spawning grounds.
But it doesn't tell us what could be killing a salmon at that age.
Why ocean age three is a fascinating question.
Fellow project researcher, UAF Associate Fisheries Professor Peter Wesley, says the best guess is that by age three, Chinook salmon are significantly larger than many other fish, making them a more likely target for marine predators.
Particularly for a visual predator, seeing the large fish as a prey item, it stands out more. Indeed, we know directly through tagging studies that a lot of the Chinook do end up in the bellies of salmon sharks.
Another UAF Associate Fisheries Professor and modeling study contributor, Andy Seitz, runs a Chinook satellite tagging project. He says it shows the fish are eaten by salmon sharks as well as other marine predators, but he cautions it's likely not the sole reason fewer older, larger Chinook are making it back to spawn.
We don't think it's as simple as saying, okay, here we have the smoking gun of predation on age three fish, and that is why Chinook salmon age structure is changing. It's likely a cumulative effect of several stressors happening at the same time, and this is just another piece of the puzzle.
Site says the next step in the research is to expand satellite tagging of Chinook salmon to better and more broadly understand what's killing the larger fish at sea and what areas of the ocean it's happening in. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.